Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show on Blog Talk Radio. Today is November 4th. I'm your host, Lucinda Fierros, coming to you from Arizona with my co-host, Robert Boyd, coming to you from Cincinnati, Ohio. Our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and we have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is Mark Dickens. Mark grew up on the west side of Detroit, Michigan, and hung around in the 7 Mile Dog Gang. He ended up spending 15 years in prison on a drug deal gone bad, and he'll be able to tell us all about that tonight. But before we get started, I want to say hi to my co-host, Boyd. How you doing?
Yes, how you doing, Miss Lucinda, tonight? I'm doing just great. We're just glad to have Mr. Mark Dickinson on the air tonight to shed his light and shed his story with these youths out here, and not just the youths, these adults out here, because you got adults going to prison and doing things as well that are already supposed to know the streets don't love them back, but, you know, some is a late learner, you know? So Mr. Dickinson definitely will be able to shed some light on that tonight. And also, we have a great, great announcement tonight before we get right into the show. We have picked up a distribution with Barton & Nobles for our book, The Streets Don't Love You Back. So that was something great. Me and Lucinda got word of today, and we're just so happy about that, you know. So the book will be around the world for those to get it, and the movement is definitely going forward. And we just want to get right down to the show now. And I just want to say thank you all for supporting the movement, supporting the radio show, and supporting the book as well. So I'll turn the mic over to Miss Lucinda, and she will start the show off. Thank you much, everyone.
Well, we do have a couple more announcements, though. We did find out also within the last week that our book was accepted into the Georgia Library, and we also have it in British Columbia Public Library and a Toronto Public Library in Ontario, Canada. So our book is going global, it's going national, and we just would really like you to log on to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackning.com. You can find out where all of our books are in public libraries, as well as where you can get it from different bookstores, and there's bookstores in Detroit, Cincinnati, New York, Oregon, and you can get it here in Arizona. So log on to our website. You can get the book and also the brand new soundtrack that is available as well. So we have a lot going on. Get on the website, join the movement, and keep up with what's going on. Help us educate the youth out here that the streets don't love you back. And with that note, we're going to welcome Mark to the show. How are you doing tonight, Mark? Hello? Well, he's not. We lost him. So we will just continue, and hopefully he will call back here in just a minute.
Oh, we lost Mr. Mark?
Yeah, somehow we lost him. So hopefully he will call back here in just a minute.
Okay, great. So we'll just chat for a few minutes online. Mark Dickinson is the young man who drug deal went bad with him, and he ended up spending 15 years of his life in the cage, you know, as they call it, you know. And a lot of people don't take life serious when it comes to that prison system, because once you get in that system, you know, and you doing a long stretch, man, that's, you know, that's game over, lights out, bro. You know what I mean? Who want to live like that? Who want to be in a cage? You know, cage is for untamed animals, you know? And that's actually what they want you to become, you know? So
right.
For all you ain't never did no time, you don't want to try to do none as well, you know? Have we got Mr. Dickerson back yet?
No, he's not back yet. So in the meantime, let me just let you know a little bit about our movement. And the Streets Don't Love You Back is the new, latest, hottest movement. And it's founded after the book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, which is based on Mr. Boyd's life growing up in the east side ghettos of Detroit, Michigan. What he went through in his young life dealing with gangs and drugs and the street hustle life. And so our movement is we're striving to educate the youth about the dangers of gang violence and drugs, and that there's so many different alternatives with the technology in the world today that, you know, there's just no reason to be out on the streets hustling and gang banging and selling drugs. So our focus is just to educate everyone, to let them know that there's, you know, a lot of different alternatives. We're trying to reach out and network with different people so that we can find different avenues of help and support for the people that are looking to get away from this kind of life. And then we also have our Change Reality show, where we are interviewing people who used to live that kind of life and what they went through, the people that it affected in their lives, whether family members or friends, and then how they've been able to change their life and what they're doing now that's positive in their life. So that's the new upcoming show that's, you know, going to be really, really awesome to watch, and the stories are going to be awesome to listen to. A lot of the people who we're interviewing have spent many years in the penitentiary because of these kind of things, and, you know, they talk about life out in the streets, life in the penitentiary, you know, how life is, you know, once they're back out of the penitentiary, and just some awesome, amazing stories that we've been hearing.
Definitely, you know, and if you don't know, now you know that we definitely had a chance to sit down and kick it with the real Freeway Ricky Ross. We definitely had a great time in California interviewing him as well, interviewing Skip Townsend, and interviewing Ken and Big John from the Blood Click, you know, original Bloods, not no cats that's walking around here that's talking about their blood or a Crip and don't know the first thing about that life, you know what I mean? You're just picking up something that you done seen on TV, you know, and that's another thing that I wanted to point out to cats. You know, you always trying to claim something that you truly don't know nothing about, and the gang life and things like that. You know, you see something on TV that somebody else doing or somebody else done did, now you want to pick up and say you that. You can't be something that you ain't, man. You pantomizing after somebody else, you know. So the best thing to do in your life is just go to school, get your education, because they can't take that from you. But all that pantomizing after somebody else doing wrong, they can snatch your whole life and your freedom, you know. So that's the oldest failure in American history, you dig? So wisen up, shape up, and get your head on tight.
Right. Well, you know, while we're waiting here for a couple of minutes, let's go ahead and do a song, and maybe we'll be able to get in touch with him or he'll call us back. We're going to listen to the remix of The Streets Don't Love You Back.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in with The Streets Don't Love You Back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that. Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community, and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby. And they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby. So join the movement. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. Come on, come on. Here, it's a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff Step down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing. You feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say, fuck the fence. Life is just, I gotta go and get a bit. Get caught up in moves. Shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born, we all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try, to probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all is true is up, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough, but if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm a bust, I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander and lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise, cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body, you see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead, jump out of bed paranoid, I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead, cause I just can't move, freestyle life off the head, cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
now
on.
Now this all be checking back in with you. Like I said, it's that traffic knowledge that you young brothers and sisters understand. That hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
And we'd like to welcome you back to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. And we still haven't got Mark back on the line, so must be some problem with his phone. But let me go ahead and tell you where you can purchase the book and soundtrack. In Detroit, you can go to Harlem World Books and Video in the Greenfield Plaza in Oak Park, Michigan, and you can get your books, caps, and soundtrack there. And the contact person there is ICE, and they also do shipping to federal and state penitentiaries for you. You can purchase these at Best Wireless in Cincinnati, Ohio, off of Gilbert Road. Ask for Al or Sam. You can also purchase it at Human Bookstore in New York in Frederick Douglass Boulevard, Harlem, New York. The contact person there is Mike. And in Oregon, you can get it at Miss Jack Brown's bookstore, and the contact person is Miss Brown. And then again, the Cincinnati Library, and they also purchase multiple books for books in the Hamilton County, and the other branches that they have the book in is Avondale, Bond Hill, College Hill, Forest Park, Madisonville, Walnut Hills, and the West End. You can go to their website to reserve a copy of that book if you'd like to get a copy of it. You can also get the book at the Detroit Public Library. And then also the book is in the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, and that's at 315 East Warren, Detroit, Michigan. And you can also get the book at the Covington, Kentucky Public Library, and it's also at the Alcorn State University Library in Mississippi. It is, like I said, available in the British Columbia Public Library and also the Toronto Public Library, and then in the Atlanta Fulton Public Library. And then, like you said today, we're really excited that we found out today that our book has been accepted and will be able to be purchased through barnesandnoble.com. So we look forward to being able to get it there and then soon to be in the stores as well. You there, Rob?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely here, Miss Lucinda. I'm just letting you get all your announcements out the way, and I'm just loving every minute of it because, you know, today has been a great day for both of us, you know, to find out that the book has been accepted through Barnes & Noble, and that's, once again, it's fantastic, you know, that the movement is moving. People are joining the movement. People are, you know, people are very tired of all this violence and all this misunderstanding out here with these kids and adults that's thanking the streets, love them back. And, you know, that's something that we must, you know, suppress up on these people because the streets is a straight dead end and nobody wins, period. You know, I don't care who you are. You know, there's no successful drug dealer. There's no successful gangsters or none of that, you know. Only thing you got is cats to tell their story if they still living about what they once had. You feel me? So.
Right.
You waste a lot of energy to call yourself trying to be that guy, you know. Being that guy nowadays is a man or a woman that got great education and that's striving for success in life, you know what I mean? All that out in the street and trying to do this and that, man, that's a total dead end, you know. It's a loss. It's basically a loss of energy, put it like that, you know. What you think, Miss Lucinda?
Definitely. I think people, you know, put so much energy in, out there to the negative if they were to put that much or even half that much energy into doing something more positive, they would get a better result.
Right, exactly. And it's something that I want to touch up on since we wait on the young man to call back. I just want to touch up on this domestic violence thing out here that's a very, very serious problem across America, you know. I've seen something in Arizona on the news where a young lady was telling the judge in his courtroom that she feared for her life, you know, on her child. And the judge denied the young lady from leaving the state of Arizona. And in the midst of all that, the same man that she told the judge she feared her life from came back and killed her child and himself. I think that is ridiculous. I think that is preposterous. And I really think that judge need to be removed off the bench because he made a critical, critical, very, very wrong decision when a woman is in front of you telling you she fear for her life and things, you know, you have to make the right decision. You're only a judge. But at the same time, you cannot put a person's life in your hands and then make the wrong decision because then you're accountable for that, you know. And I definitely want to get some feedback on that from our callers out there and people that listen to our show and people that will log on and listen to this segment tonight because that judge should be definitely held accountable for that young lady's murder and her child, you know. What would you have to say about that, Lucinda?
Well, you know, it seems all too common that I think the judges are really quick to make their decisions on maybe their own, I don't know, their own personal life or what they believe, but they need to be a little more open-minded to listen, you know, when people are trying to explain their situation because I think a lot of times they just don't want to hear the whole story and they close their mind and their ears to what they're being told because there's stories, you know, that I know especially women are trying to explain to them and they can't get their story across to them for some reason, and they just are completely, against the women for some reason. At least, a few of the judges that I've come in contact with. So I don't know. It's pretty sad that because they didn't listen to her, that she lost her life.
Right, and I think that people should be starting to be held accountable for all this domestic violence. If you don't get along with somebody, it's time to move on. It's not time to be spending no 4 and 5 and 10 years and all that in no bad relationship or nothing else. That go for men and women, it ain't about jacking your life off. You dig? If you see something ain't right, it's about moving on. It ain't about staying around and jacking your life off, and you look up years later and ain't got nothing to show for nothing, That's crazy. So I encourage men and women to reevaluate and regroup in life, man, and take a look in the mirror, And if you're one of these people that's going through this trauma and this terror in life, I think it's time to leave that kind of situation alone. And once again, like I said, men and women, it's no reason to live in fear. It's no reason to live with domestic violence or none of that, And we just want to encourage people that's going through that to get out of that, because it's a very unhealthy relationship,
Right. I mean, if you're living in a relationship where you're constantly arguing and constantly, fighting and maybe you go to counseling, maybe you don't, but, sometimes counseling helps and sometimes it doesn't. But, if you're in this kind of a relationship for very long, it's not most likely going to change, and you obviously, don't really love each other, or, you would be able to work together and take care of things. But, definitely, if you're not in a wholesome, good relationship, you need to rethink that and get out of it so that you can live a healthy, happy life and, with someone or alone. But, to live a healthy, happy life, everybody deserves that.
And that's a definite great point, so we must definitely open our eyes up out here, and we must definitely stay educated on all levels and all rims out here to what the streets don't love you back mean. And the streets don't love you back is a broad word, because if something is not loving you back, well, then it's time to definitely push on, because just to iterate on what Lucinda said, if you study into it all the time, there definitely ain't no love there, because you ain't finna love nothing. And then turn around and hurt somebody you say you love. So the game is all the way twisted, So we must definitely open our eyes up out here, people, And once again, that go for men and women, Learn what real love is, and learn what love supposed to do for each other as a unit and as a team, Because if
right.
you love someone, you work together as a unit. And as a team,
right.
You
and if you go back, to the Bible, love is patient, love is kind. Love is not, hating and hitting and fighting. So, go back to the Word of God, and you'll find out what love it really is.
Amen. And I just have to just say I thank, Lucinda for even speaking that, because, me and Lucinda, we read the Bible together, and we. Definitely know our word, and we definitely know that God is nothing but love. There's no hate, there's no misunderstanding within his name or within his word at all, So we encourage people out there that's in relationships to really get into the word, read what it's all about and really start applying that to your mind and to your everyday life. And I guarantee you, it ain't nothing I got to think about. I guarantee you that things will always be all right for you. Even when, the road get bumpy, he said, believe in him and all things through him is all possible. So we must, learn that, people out here. For those who know it, reiterate it to yourself. And those who don't know it, please start applying it to yourself and learn more about it, Psalms 121, I should look towards the hills to where my help come from. So we must definitely remember that. We don't get up every day out of bed because the alarm clock ring, Because there's so many people, alarm clock still ringing, and they ain't rose up at all, So we must definitely look to the hills to the man who takes care of us and wake us up every day and watch over us, you know? On that note, I'll pass it back over to Lucinda.
You know, I think we probably lost our caller for tonight, our guest. So, you know, if he doesn't call back, that's okay. We will just continue talking about whatever we can think of talking about, I guess. And then if any of you who are listening want to call in and talk with us or, you know, just like to chat or make a comment, call us in at 347-826-7273. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, Rob, I was just thinking of that video that I saw on Facebook the other day about that 16-year-old girl who was sentenced to life without parole. And I didn't realize that in a lot of states, and I think especially in California, that children under 16 or under 18, I'm not exactly sure the age, that have committed a murder actually get sentenced to life in prison without parole, and I just think that's absurd. This girl here was, as a small child, her mother was a drug user and abuser, and by the time she was 11, this man had been grooming her and some other girls to be prostitution or to be a prostitute, and she did the prostituting for, you know, 2 or 3 years before she ended up killing her pimp. But, you know, it's just hard to believe that she's the victim. I mean, she's supposed to be the victim. She is the victim. She was obviously, you know, abused and misabused and used as a young child, and that's probably all she knew because she was never taught the right things. This girl excelled in school. She actually was a junior author of a book that she wrote about drugs and the bad effects of different drugs, which I believe she was in junior high. So she excelled in a lot of different things, but, you know, at home, her home environment obviously was, you know, she didn't have any parents or any guidance, you know, and her pimp was definitely not a positive role model in her life. But for her to be punished for all the things that the adults did or didn't do in her life to make things turn out the way they did, I just think is so wrong. And I think the laws, there's so many laws in this country that need to be changed, and that's one of them. You know, how can you put children away for, I mean, she was probably sticking up for herself at 16, you know, to kill. Okay, she killed her pimp. Well, what did this pimp probably abused her and abused her and abused her and allowed so many other people to do the same thing? So, you know, she's punished for all the things that the adults allowed to happen to her in her life. What do you think about that?
Well, just to reiterate on what you were speaking on, it's like, you know, you have to, and this goes to, once again, the parents out here, you know, you have to groom your child, and you have to stay close into your child and know what's going on at all times, you know. And one thing that I want to iterate, you know, to people out here, you know, all this drug use and all that right there, you know, that need to come to a halt, because, you know, you're living in darkness and you can't do nothing living in darkness. You can't take care of your kids. You can't see after your kids. You don't even know what's going on with them from one day to the next, you know. And they out here getting misused and abused, you know what I mean, by the next person. And you out here taking all these different drugs and just messing up your life. So living in darkness, you know, is a very bad way to be out here living, you know what I mean, to the user, you know, and to the seller too, you know, because if you're selling, you're living in darkness too, you know, because in a minute, you know, it's going to come to an end, you know. I mean, your cars, your flashy jewelry, your money, all that's going to come to an end, you know. The drug dealer get addicted to selling drugs just like the drug user get addicted to using drugs. So it's all addiction, you know, and I think people just need to take a deep, deep look at life now, you know what I mean, because life is never going to get no better with being a drug user or a drug dealer, you know. Times is just going to get even harder and harder, and for the drug dealer, you already know they throwing out life bits for selling drugs. You know, you can go out here and do any other crime and get 4 or 5 years. But the drug dealer, you definitely need to rethink your job. You know, because if a few pounds of weed or a few things of cocaine or heroin is worth you spending the rest of your life in prison, well, that's exactly what's going to happen, my brother or sister, you know, because they ain't finna give you no break. I don't care what lawyer you get, none of that. So I think you need to definitely look back through history and once again know that there's no successful drug dealer, there's no successful gangster, you know. And selling drugs, being in a gang, and trying to be the thug and the biggest man in the neighborhood, that is the oldest failure in American history, man, you know. And I use the example all the time, you know, when it comes to John Gotti and when it comes to Sammy the Bull, you know. Sammy the Bull killed 125 people, and the government knew it. They didn't care because Sammy the Bull killed 125 people. They wanted John Gotti for the simple fact he was the head man, and every time he would beat the government, he'll go, you know what I mean, and throw parties and, you know, pop firecrackers and all that. But when they talked to Sammy the Bull, all the firecracking popping stopped. There was no, we finna have no party or none of that, you know what I mean, for the Teflon Don, you dig? When he got to Teflon Don, he did not get out of jail until he came out when he died of cancer with cement boots on. The government never let him see the daylight ever again after that. So come on, man. You know, let's rethink these, you know, jobs y'all out here doing. You feel me? Let's create real jobs for yourself, and let's create a loving environment for yourself. You know what I mean? Because you live in darkness each and every day, the drug dealer and the drug user. So that's just something I want to iterate on, you know. And back to you, Ms. Lucinda.
Well, I just wanted to go back to the story and let people know that the girl I'm reading was reading about, her name is Sarah Cruzan, S-A-R-A-K-R-U-Z-A-N. And if you'd like to know more about her, just, you know, Google her name. But she's actually 29 years old now and have been in prison since she was 16. So there's a case that they're trying to overturn this sentence so that she'll be able to get out of prison. But I, again, just, you know, that there's just so many absurd laws in this country that do need to be changed, and we need people to be able to be leaders and stand up and to, you know, to try to make a change. You know, the other laws I think that are absurd are some of the drug laws, and not that there shouldn't be laws, but, you know, for somebody to do life in prison for, you know, having a fairly small amount of drugs is absurd when, you know, somebody can commit 50 murders and get out in 20 years. So I just think there's a lot of things that are really backwards in this country that people need to stand up and be leaders and help make some changes.
Right, definitely I agree with that. You know, the man who sell drugs, you know, he's out here trying to feed his family because their lack of jobs, lack of knowledge, lack of reading, lack of skills, you know. And that man, the drug man, he can be rehabilitated, you know. And he just want to make some money, you dig? But in the long run, the guy that's running around here, you know, raping women and killing women and all that type of stuff, well, I don't feel that man could be rehabilitated, you feel me? For the simple fact, you know, you're around here taking people's lives, you know. And that's something you choosing to do, you know. So if you take somebody else's life, I mean, I think the law should make it to the point where if you run around here just doing all this, well, you know, you should get the same thing, get your life took. Don't send them to jail. Don't worry about feeding nobody no three meals a day or no psychiatrist or nothing else, you feel me? Because that is absurd, you dig? But he gets out or go to a mental hospital, and that's it, you know. A prime example, in Arizona, once again, you know, a guy, you know, he served 10 years for raping women and killing a little kid, you know. He served 10 years. You know, they sent him straight from prison to a mental hospital, and then he escaped out the mental hospital right over the fence, and then they ended up catching him in California 10 days later. Okay, this man been on the loose for 10 days. I mean, who else? He done did something wrong, too, you know. I don't think them type of people should be on the street, and I don't think them type of people should even, you know, be sitting in nobody's jailhouse, period, you know. because you just done did some horrible things to horrible people. It's bad to say, you know, but it's real. You know, you need to be executed just right off the top. If we know you guilty and we know the DNA show you guilty and we know you guilty, and it ain't like we taking a chance on your life that he may not be guilty, but if we know you guilty for sure, I think, you know, you're supposed to just put him in an electric chair and be done with it. You feel me? Because I don't feel he could be rehabilitated after he's doing all these different things. You got people that go to jail and just sit on contemplating on coming back out doing shit wrong to people, you know? And I think that's where the law done got twisted at, you know? You so busy worried about these drugs, but you the one putting them in the cities. You the one putting them in the ghettos and the suburbs, you know? But the other guy, you know, you want to send him to a mental hospital, but the hustler, you want to tell him he got to sit in prison for the rest of his life. Yeah, I think that's real twisted, you know? And with this show tonight, we definitely want to hear feedback from people because we're talking right here on the Streets Don't Love You Back show where we're keeping it real, all the way real tonight. You feel me? So, hey, we're going to go to a
347-826-7273.
All right. We're going to go to a song, me and Miss Lucinda, and we're going to come right back at you while we keep it real, that right here at the Streets Don't Love You Back.
Yeah, yeah, this the Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good. Always, even when no one else cares, he's there for you.
Oh, keep your head up. Oh, hey.
The streets don't love you back. Out here grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I don't get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back. Gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
ever love you.
This is Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he done for me, cause I listen to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love you back. I hear grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road.
Never
the streets
love
don't
you.
Love you back. Gotta do right before they call me home.
I know my thoughts change the way your young mind think. And I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink. And I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if he get me out the streets. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head. Another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show they Cody's told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now with no more private showers, it's all in the open. Better learn to be a man. Fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pods, dorms, and day rooms to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special? Everybody's got it hard.
penitentiary and like it is on TV. In a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raced by the streets with no dad. But going life or death impression ain't gonna never change the past, cuz.
Yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria, Warner County Project, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways, change your ways, change your ways.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to Streets Don't Love You Back radio show with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda. And tonight, we just really kicking it all the way real on the air tonight since we lost our caller, and we don't know what happened to the phone, but we're definitely keeping it trio right here tonight, you know. And I'm going to turn the mic back over to Lucinda for a little bit because we definitely want to keep kicking it on the reel tonight with the audience, you know, Lucinda?
Well, I just wanted to also let everybody know that we are just starting a speaking engagement book tour, and we were in Los Angeles and Compton this last weekend, you know, interviewing a few of the OGs, if you want to say that, some of the old bloods, and we also spoke in Tucson this past week to a big youth group, and, you know, we're just going to take this tour nationally and even globally if possible, so if you have a group in your area that you want to invite us to speak at, go to our website or email us and let us know. We're definitely looking to hit every state, multiple cities, and, you know, we just want to get the word out there and talk to the kids and educate them and let them know, you know, that the street life is just not a good way to live, and that, you know, everybody has an opportunity, even if they don't believe they do, and they have an opportunity to live a better life, and it's all up to the choices that they make. So, you know, we really want to get that word out there. We're looking for speaking engagements, and we also hope to be going, you know, on our tour. We're inviting several other speakers to come along with us, and Rick Ross is going to be one of our speakers, and we'll go to some of the cities with us, maybe not all of them, but the ones that he, you know, has time to attend with us, he'll be coming to speak as well. And, you know, Rick just got out of the penitentiary after spending 14 years, the second time around, for dealing drugs. And again, you know, he got into selling drugs because he needed a little bit of extra money to get his tennis career going, and never knew what was going to come out of that. But Rick ended up being one of the biggest drug dealers probably in the world, in our time anyways. So he has an awesome, awesome story and a book coming out as well. So, you know, make sure you guys find out a little bit more about that. We also got to speak with Skip Townsend. He is one of the persons that was in the movie and helped make the movie Made in America, Bloods and Crips. We were able to speak with Miss Vicky, who was also a part of that movie, and Miss Vicky's 19-year-old son was murdered. And we were able to, you know, speak with her and a few other people that work there in the Compton area at the Outreach Center and work with the youth and help the youth to realize that the streets don't love you back. And we will be working with them as well in the future for different events. So, you know, we're having an exciting time. We're just meeting a lot of people. We're networking, you know, and it's just great to meet a lot of people that have realized also that the streets don't love you back. And they have changed their lives, and it's just amazing to see, you know, that people have changed their lives and, you know, are able to move on and use their experiences to help the younger people and just others in general. So we're out there, doing us and just enjoying helping others and teaching others. So please let us know if you'd like us to come out and talk to your youth group or to your church or to your elementary school, junior high school, whatever it may be. Let us know. Get a hold of us because we definitely want to get out there and spread the word that the streets don't love you back. Drugs, gangs, violence, guns, none of that's the way to live. You need to get an education. You definitely, without a good education, won't be able to get a very good job. There are people out there that do start their own businesses and make, good money. But then again, you have to have the smarts and the knowledge to run your own business. So, you got to have a little education behind you. So we're just out here pushing education and letting everyone know that the streets don't love you back. Get the book. The book is based on Rob's life growing up as a young gangster by the age of 10, got into, the hustle life, selling drugs. He made a lot of money, then only later to, lose it all and realize that the streets didn't love him back. So he has an awesome message to tell you in his book. And so get the book and keep spreading that message.
And we definitely want to iterate on what Lucinda said again. We definitely have to keep iterating that message around the world because the drug life, the thug life, it's not just in your hood. It's a global thing, And we must catch the youths, like I said, at, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and up because, kids start carrying guns at a very young age, And once again, to you parents out there, only because you might stay in the suburbs, don't be saying what little Johnny ain't doing, Because if you working and not paying little Johnny no attention, believe me, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. And little Johnny is somewhere doing something he ain't got no business doing, So you need to keep a little close eye on little Johnny or little Susie, whichever one, and start learning a little more about what your kids is doing and follow up on them, So that's another thing that we encourage parents to do. Start getting involved with your kids and start talking to them about life in general, period, Because, it all starts at home for real, Because if you don't teach your kid, trust me, the streets will definitely raise them and raise them totally the wrong way, So you don't want that. So we just want to keep encouraging our youth's parents out here as well, And also we would like the parents to get involved with the movement as well at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And once again, we are looking for parents to even come on the radio show right here as well to start reaching out and talking. If you and your child is having some kind of misunderstanding or the child is not paying you no attention or whatever, we are looking to iterate within that situation where we can all get online right here at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show and start addressing this problem, and start iterating with your kids, So that's a very important thing right there to parents as well, And once again, I'm very happy that Barton & Noble's picked up the book. And, it's just a great thing. God has did a lot of great things in my life, and he's steady doing a lot of great things in my life, So I definitely appreciate that. And one of the things that I appreciate God for, that he spared my life to tell my story, and he gave me an inside look at why the streets didn't love me back, A lot of my homeboys' life in the prison system, dead, strung out on drugs. So it's always a three-way thing out here, You either one or the other, you dig? And then I lost both of my sons to the street life, My oldest son been in prison 13 years now. So we have to catch these kids at a very young age, And my young son is in prison as well. So I donated in my life to this movement, and I've definitely dedicated myself since I donated my life to this cause as well. So I'm very happy to be the CEO and founder of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. along with Miss Lucinda. She's the president of the movement. You know, it won't be long before I be calling her Mrs. Boyd, you know. So that's another thing I'm very happy about as well. That's my soulmate, and that's the lady who's behind a lot of things that I do, you know. Like they say, behind every good king, there's definitely a good queen. So I definitely have to give her props for redoing the book, always promoting, and always staying busy at what we do as a team. And we work very close as a team, and we work very close as a unit, you know. And everything she tells me, I take cold heartedly, and we definitely discuss things. So that is what I mean when I talk about people out here in relationships. You know, we have to work together to get something done. You know, if you're working against each other, that's all against the grain, you know. So let's get together and start knowing that the streets don't love you back and start living life, you know, but always put God up front, put him in your life, and you'll be all right, you know. On that note, I pass it over to Miss Lucinda.
Right. You know, I was just thinking, you know, when you were talking about your sons, and you know, we've talked about this before, and, you know, the people, the inmates that come out of the penitentiary after so many years, you know, I mean, do you really think that they're, I mean, obviously they're probably not reformed. Some of them, you know, read a lot of books and some of them learn, but do you think that it should be like a mandatory schooling so that when they come out, you know, they're not going to go back on the streets and sell drugs and hustle and have to do those kind of things to take care of their family? Do you think that it should be mandatory educating, you know, with classes and just like a schooling?
Well, on that note right there, Lucinda, they do have a reentry program that they started years ago through the prison system, you know, for men and women that's been locked up a very long time, and they reenter back into society, slowly into society, you know. But once again, like I was speaking to you early on some things, you know, you got people that say they want to help out and different things like that with people that come home from the, you know, and join the reentry program. But a lot of times, you know, you got people that's working in that system that's never been locked up, that don't know what it is to, you know, be in the cage, you know, because that's what it is in the prison system. You're in a cage, you know. So to talk to a man or a woman and you ain't never lived that life, you know, they really looking at you in a way like, wow, how this guy or woman telling me something, even they're a counselor, but they never lived that life, you know. So basically people is looking for people that's done lived that life, and to show them, okay, you done lived that life, now you doing good in your life. Okay, the reentry program is just that, you know. They want to see other people who's done lived that life, and now they done changed their life compared to somebody that went to college, talking about I got a college degree to be a counselor, you know what I mean? That's a whole different realm when you're dealing with prisoners, you know?
Right. So what I mean is like formal education in the prison system, so that when, you know, like your youngest son, you know, after 7 years, when he's able to come out, has he had 3 or 4 years of formal education in the prison system to prepare him for a job when he gets out? That's what the prison system needs.
And that's another thing that, you know, I would like to see, you know, because a lot of times certain prisons, they done took the schools out and the recreation out and all of that, you know what I mean, certain prisons, you know. Certain prisons, you lock down 23 hours a day. You only come out for 1 hour of rec. So you really not teaching that young man or woman nothing, keeping them locked down 24 hours a day, damn near, you know. So, like I say, that the prison system is designed so many crazy ways out here now. You know, it's like things that go on behind them walls, you never know what goes on when you out here in the public and never been behind the walls, you know. It's just, it's not designed to show you how to be a man or a woman, you know. The prison system is totally designed to break you down if you're a very weak person, you know. And it done been proven time and time over again. You know, you go in there for one thing, and you end up coming out an animal, you know what I mean? Because of the way the conditions is and the way you are treated in there, you know? And it's just crazy, you know what I mean? So that's just a whole different subject by itself, you know what I'm saying, Lucinda? When it
right.
comes to educating prisoners, you know, that comes out of prison and things like that, you know? That's a very touchy situation, you know? But I think that's a situation that our government need to look in a little bit deeper. Once again, you know, and I have to say this again, instead of them always, you know, trying to send somebody to a mental hospital that done went out here and did all this true wrong, you know what I mean, towards people, you know, you need to be trying to really be to take the man that's out here selling drugs, because the only thing he want to do is get a, you know, work and take care of his family, take care of himself if he ain't got no kids or family, you know what I mean? But you want to pay all this close attention to a man that's running around here killing women and killing kids and all this type of stuff, but then you want to send him to a mental hospital, you know? I think that's where the government done got it totally twisted at, you know? But they're
right.
the ones who put all the drugs out here, you know, period.
Right. Well, I definitely believe that there are some people that definitely need to be in the prison. There are some that definitely don't need to be, and there's a lot of them that are there that need to be educated so that they can come out and take care of their families and their children. And, you know, it just, you know, I don't know what, you know, what needs to change, but, you know, definitely it's very hard for people, you know, even for people who have served, you know, maybe you got a felony for, you know, a small amount of drugs or, you know, a DUI or something that, you know, anybody could make that mistake or, you know, anybody could, you know, it could happen to anybody. But because of it, you have a felony and then, you know, you can't get a job anymore. You know, how do you take care of your family? You know, what I want to know are who are the people, you know, who will hire the ex-felons and, you know, the ones that have their reentry program and the ones that, you know, that want to work and, are, you know, help teach, you know, the felons how to work in a certain, you know, field, maybe carpentry or tile laying or, you know, electrical work, you know, anything like that, you know. So if you have a group that, you know, that you do that, let us know so we can, you know, push that out there for you because, you know, we come across so many people who come out of the prison system and they really don't know who to turn to or where to turn for help. And, you know, we need to get some resources together so that we can try to help them.
Amen. I agree.
You know, a lot of people that get put behind bars are good people. They just made mistakes. And, you know, I definitely know that there are some that do belong there, but there's a lot of people that are good people that just made some honest, you know, mistakes or, you know, just try to make things better for their family. And, you know, it could happen to anyone in the snap of a finger if you're not careful.
Correct.
So, you know, it's just people need to be a little more understanding and to realize that it could happen to you. And then what, you know? What are you going to do for support? So, you know, we're just looking for resources to help. And, again, we can't change all the laws, but if there's anyone out there, you know, that can and has resources and people that can help them change the laws. There are a lot of laws changed in this country and, you know, that are just don't seem fair. And
that's right. And on that note right there, you know, we would definitely like to say we thank all our fans and we thank all the people who support our movement, who support the book and everything. And once again, we definitely want the parents to start getting involved with our movement to help the children and to help, like I say, even adults that's still out here that's thinking the streets love them back. So it's deeper than the youths as well, you know. So
right.
We just want everybody to recognize, men and women, you know, that the streets don't love you back, and it's about family, and it's about education, and it's about loving one another. You know, love more, hate none, you know. That's the motto, you dig? So on that note, we're going to let Lucinda close out tonight. And once again, we lost our guest tonight due to his phone, but I think we did a great, great job tonight at getting some great information out there. And I think this segment here tonight, we'll just call it an educational segment.
Right. And we thank everyone for joining us, and log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontliveyourback.ning.com. Email us with any resources and information that you have. We will definitely network with you and use that. Join us next Wednesday night and every Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m. Pacific time and 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. We're your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, and we wish you a good night, and we will go out with a song called Change. See you next week.
Boy, records. Young
struggle. In my life, wanna make a change, but they just ain't coach. Put some lyrics down, and now I'm selling legal dope. On the streets, trying to make that green, but it wasn't easy. Shit I was doing wasn't too set up on being sleazy. But I got past that stage, I had to bail. Living life was hell, but when fat times in the county jail. That was a wake up call, but did I listen? Doing grown up things that extra change, sure ain't what you're missing. Boy, I can't help it, but sometimes I have to cry. Going through all these changes in my life, and I don't know why. Stronger and it's taking longer. Just tell me, how long do our babies have to die from hunger? It seems like everything is coming to an end. Will I lose my life, lose my babies, or go to the pen? I don't know, so I got to make it better for myself. Selling tracks and stacking cream is the way to wealth. That's what a woman like me thinks about, baby. Trying to make a change, cause things for me is getting really shady. I'm on the road to ecstasy and so much heavier. With all them buses and them hoes, I know I can't trust. So many haters in this world trying to keep me down. But I stay up, keep a smile instead of a frown. Only roll with niggas that keep it real every day. Getting paid, count up that cheddar, it's the only way to survive in what this world has in store for me. Adolescent mother in this crazy ass democracy. Play myself, I think not, because I've been there twice. Trying to make it better for myself than being more precise. So I'ma strive just as long as I can stay alive. Keep the faith and let my babies know that it's alright. To sometimes cry, but sometimes to know it hurts. I may not be the best mother, but see, I do it worse. On the grind, out of bag, gotta keep my shit in motion. Step by step, and now I'll be moving just like the ocean. And I will fly, but some that might just seem to rain. Not for me, because I gotta get up out.
Who let me drop some on this track and put my two cents in it? How I had to make a change in my life before I finished. Hung with thugs, these pushes and hustles. Still through your riches, I'm still living the life while others lock up in prison. So listen, the shit that I did was illegal, but I'm not going in depth with you people. So let me do what I gotta do. It really doesn't matter who don't like my change. Stay away from me if it bothers you, cause I won't change mine. You better change yours. You say it's open opportunities, but all I see is closed doors. Cause my L.I.F.E. had me in a state of misery. Made me wanna go back in my past and change my history. Struggle, definition of shit that I was going through. Living out my life just like the Romans do. See, I'm a rebel without a cause, a nigga with brass balls. Trying to keep my head above the water before I fall. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under with this lightning and this thunder. My mind be drifting up on some psychopathic shit, but I'm not a killer, so let me keep it on the rhythm. All that I know that there's a change don't come. I'm living my life from where I'm at, yeah, not from where I'm from.
People are kids. Stand up and fight for what you believe in.